The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I know. Some days you just have that sense. 3 hours is not enough. I am chomping at the bit. So much to share with you. So much to reveal. Let's begin with what happened to our show just moments ago. Eric, are you there?
I've got your six, as always.
What do we do before the show when we decide what stories we're going to cover? The last thing we do, you and me, is we prep the tweet to announce the show, and we have the title for the live stream, correct?
That is correct.
And we picked what title, given the recent events in Georgia, the evidence of fraud that is being discussed right now? What did we say we're going to call the live stream?
Election fraud evidence rolling in from Georgia.
Election fraud evidence rolling in from Georgia. And what happened when you tried to type that title into the Facebook URL?
It repeatedly gave me an error message saying, "This title is invalid. Consider using another title."
We couldn't forget posting the video. We couldn't put the title with fraud into Facebook, correct?
Nope.
Okay. Do we understand the severity of the situation? I think we do. Why? Let's discuss perhaps one of the best pieces of analysis of what's happened since November. You're not going to censor us here on radio and live streaming on Rumble. Shad, who's Daryl Cooper?
Daryl Cooper is a podcast host, analyst, and co-host with Jocko Willink.
Who does super long podcasts, like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, 2-3 hours. Some of them upwards of 6 hours, even. He's
and
super in-depth.
Historical deep dives.
Historical deep dives, yes.
So what was it, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, he does this long Twitter thread?
Yes, absolutely huge. Big blockbuster thread. Everybody retweets it. Everybody shares it. Tucker reads it out on his show. The president mentions Daryl Cooper in his CPAC speech. The guy blows up overnight. I've been a fan for a long time, but now he's a big
deal. Well, of course. I mean, yeah, course. Shad knows the territory. Daryl Cooper, never heard of you before, never met you, love to get you on the show. I'm going to read elements of his analysis that the great people at Real Clear Politics turned into an article. They just took his thread. And pay attention, because this is the best explication in just a few hundred words of what we are living in America right now. I think I've had discussions with enough boomer-tier Trump supporters who believe the 2020 election was fraudulent to extract a general theory about their perspective. Here's their perspective. Here are the facts. Actual confirmed facts that shape that perspective. The FBI, etc., spied on the 2016 Trump campaign using evidence manufactured by the Clinton campaign. We now know that all involved knew it was fake from day one. See John Brennan's July 2016 memo. These people who have this perspective are Tea Party patriots, the types who give their kids a pocket constitution for their birthday and have founding fathers' names in their bios. For them, the intelligence community spying on a presidential campaign using fake evidence, including forged documents, is a big deal. Everyone involved lied about their involvement as long as they could. We only learned that the DNC paid for the manufactured evidence because of a court order. James Comey, director of the FBI, denied on TV knowing the DNC paid for it when we have the emails from a year earlier proving that he knew. This was true with everyone. From the CIA director Brennan to Adam Schiff, who were on TV, saying instead that they'd seen clear evidence of collusion with Russia, while admitting under oath behind closed doors that they hadn't all the way down the line. In the end, we learned that it was all fake. At first, many Trump supporters were worried that there might have been some collusion because every media and intel agency wouldn't make it up out of nothing. When it was clear that they had made it up, people expected a reckoning and shed many illusions about their government when it never happened. We know as fact, A, the Steele dossier was the sole evidence used to justify spying on the Trump campaign. B, the FBI knew the Steele dossier was a DNC op. C, Steele sources told the FBI the information was unserious. And D, they did not inform the court of any of this and kept on spying. Trump supporters know the collusion case front and back. They went from worrying the collusion must be real to suspecting it might be fake to realizing it was a scam. Then watched every institution, agencies, the press, Congress, academia gaslight them for another year. Worse, collusion was used to scare people away from working in the administration. Oh, yes. They knew their entire lives would be investigated. Many quit because they were being bankrupted by legal fees. It's hard to describe to the people on the left, who are used to thinking of government as a conspiracy, a Watergate, COINTELPRO, WMD, just how shocking and disillusioning this is for people who encouraged their sons to enlist in the army and who hate people who don't stand for the national anthem. We always claimed that the media had liberal bias. Yeah, fine, whatever. They still thought the press would admit the truth if they were cornered. But now they don't. It's a different thing to watch them invent stories whole cloth in order to destroy regular lives and spark mass violence. Throughout the summer, Democrat governors took advantage of COVID to change voting procedures. It wasn't just the mail-ins. They lowered signature-matching standards. After the collusion scam, the fake impeachment, Trump people expected shenanigans by now. But with all of this, we arrive at the Hunter laptop scandal. Big Tech ran a full-on censorship campaign against a major newspaper to protect a political candidate. Period. Everyone knows it. All of the tech companies now admit it was a mistake, but you know the election's over, so who cares? But yet, Trump supporters showed up in record numbers to vote. He got 3 million more votes than in 2016. 10 million more than Clinton. But he lost. Forget the ballot conspiracies. It's a fact that governors used COVID to unconstitutionally alter election procedures, to help Biden to make up for a massive enthusiasm gap by gaming the mail-in ballot system. They knew it was unconstitutional. It's right there. But they knew the cases wouldn't see court until after the election. And what judge will toss out millions of ballots because a governor broke the rules? Judges have families too, you know. The entrenched bureaucracy and security state, here are the conclusions. Subverted Trump from day one. The press is part of the operation. Election rules were changed. Big tech censors opposition. Political violence is legitimized and encouraged. Trump is banned from social media. They were led down rabbit holes, but they're absolutely right that their government is monopolized by a regime that believes that they are beneath representation. Trump fans should be happy he lost. It might have kept him alive. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Don't go anywhere. This is America First. Relief Factor. If you're in pain, if you've tried everything else to no avail, try this incredible product. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling now. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
He's not talking to people crossing our land border. That amoral husk of a man, that degenerate disgrace who bears the title Secretary of Homeland Security, who arrived here as a one-year-old refugee from Cuba, is telling the people suffering in Cuba, don't you dare leave that dictatorship. That is the Biden administration's moral turpitude. Somebody who has been covering the crisis incessantly, somebody who, with her family background, I'm sure has something to say about that statement, is Fox News contributor, award-winning correspondent, the creator of Dark Wire Reports, Sarah Carter. Welcome to America First.
Thank you so much for having me on, Sebastian, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's a disgrace, the statements made by DHS Secretary Mayorkas. As you know, I am the daughter, first generation born of a Cuban immigrant who came in the late 1960s on the Johnson Freedom flights, seeking asylum as a refugee with her family, my family, from Cuba, from the Castro regime. And I was just in Miami and met with many former refugees, people who came along with my mother, others who fled that island and that dictatorship later, and was able to talk to them. And I, you know, look, my heart pours out. We have a southern border that I've spent months on, watching people cross the border from Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia, and other parts of the world. many of them applying for asylum without even having actual legitimate claims. Some of them yes, some of them no. And here you have Mayorkas and the Biden administration basically lowering the hammer down on the Cuban people, while at the same time, for many years, many of these same Democrats have propped up this illegitimate Cuban regime under the Castros, both Fidel Castro and Raul Castro and the others that have worked for them. There is nothing here. There is no principle here. They don't stand for principle in the Democratic Party. And what we've seen is such a movement towards the left, heartening, and it's very disturbing.
So you've been covering this issue for so long. You've been working day and night, going to the region south of the border, talking to representatives of those governments as well. Have you divined what possibly could be the reason, the logic for this administration having an utterly open border policy when it comes to the southern border, with more than 6,000 illegals crossing every single day? But for them to say to Cubans, you are the only country not allowed to come here as refugees?
Well, it seems pretty obvious and in your face. When you think about it, I mean, the hypocrisy, basically two sets of standards, actual real refugees from Cuba, people that are fleeing a dictatorship, people are being beaten in the streets. There has been killings in Cuba right now. People have been in prison, wrongly in prison. And think of this, even the military, the Cuban military and some of the Cuban police. Now, I'm not talking about the plainclothes officers that are working for the Communist Party, that they're like secret police. I'm talking about the overt police. A lot of them are not supporting or backing the regime on this. They don't want to target the Cuban people. So you can feel that there's a possibility of an uprising that's going to be sustainable, that's possible. But then you look at what the Democrats have done on our southern border, Sebastian, and you just take a look and you have to say to yourself, they've overturned every single policy that President Trump had put in place, policies that were actually working, that were not only protecting Americans, but were actually protecting the immigrants and the illegal immigrants that were being transported and human trafficked into the United States by the drug cartels and these vicious human traffickers. So when you talk to people down there, you say to yourself, whether you're talking to politicians in Central America or whether you're talking to people here in the United States that are opposed to this policy, almost everyone has the same story. Look, this is for political purposes. This is to bring people into the country, once again, to build a state, to build a nation of dependency, not to teach people to live on their own, not to teach people to have their own ambitions and build their own businesses and strive to be something more, but to create a dependent state. And that is why they're doing this with the southern border. Think about the $1.6 trillion, Sebastian, that is actually going towards this so-called border crisis that Biden created. Where does that money go? That money ends up in the hands of NGOs across the southern Central America, across South America, in Mexico and throughout. And many of those same NGOs are people connected, either U.S. officials or foreign officials, connected to people here in the United States. It's padding the pockets of people that it doesn't even end up in the hands of the people that need it most. And this isn't coming from me. This is coming from officials in Central America, officials in Mexico, and people here in the United States that are tracking that money. So we have to ask ourselves these questions. As Americans, why? Why hasn't the Biden administration answered the American people and told the American people what is the possible motivation for what's going on here? And you know what it is? We don't have a media that's worth a darn that's willing to ask the right questions for the most part.
And when you hear members of this administration reacting to the incredible events on the streets of Havana by saying, yes, they're protesting shortages in vaccine and COVID policies.
That's absolutely a false lie. Look, I speak Spanish. I know the Cuban people. I understand the Cuban people. I have relatives still in Cuba that are opposed to this regime. I know this. They were screaming for freedom. They were screaming libertad. They were screaming for liberty. They weren't just screaming because there wasn't enough vaccines, because they couldn't get into a hospital. That's been going on for decades in Cuba. I had an aunt that actually died when her husband tried to use a bicycle to take her to a hospital because they had no vehicle to drive. And this was more than 15 years ago. You know, my aunt died of pneumonia on the way to the hospital. There's no food. People have stood up to this regime inside as best as they could since the revolution, since Fidel Castro's revolution. But this is a lesson for Americans out there. There's no weapons. You have to have a nation that's willing to back you and stick with you and fight with you in order to take over these regimes. Or you have to have the fortitude, as Felix Rodriguez said to me, who was part of the Bay of Pigs operation when the United States unfortunately did not follow through and take down Castro's regime in 1961. He's still alive. He's in Miami. I was talking to him. You know, the people have had enough. You have to get to a point where you have had enough. And believe me, they've had enough, not because there's not enough food, but because there's no freedom. And when you lose your freedom, when you lose your ability to have dignity, to stand up, to speak for yourself, you eventually fight back. And that's what the Cuban people are doing. They're demonstrating that in the streets. And you can see that their relatives and the people that support them in the streets of Miami are doing the same.
Yep. And this administration is saying, don't you dare come here like I did when I was 1 year old. That's Alejandro Mayorkas. We're talking to Sarah Carter. Follow her right now at Sarah Carter DC. Sarah Carter. SarahAcarter.com. Back after these messages.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Happy warriors like Mike Lindell, great patriot, truth teller, inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. You gotta try it out. You won't believe it until you do. There's a reason he sold 51 million of them and why President Trump loves them, and so do my whole team. Get up to 66% off his line of more than 100 products if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. We are back with Sarah Carter, Sarah Carter DC on Twitter, SarahAcarter.com. Sarah, let's switch topics. This weekend we're going to have on my Newsmax show Devin Nunes, former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, one of the bravest people in politics today. You informed me offline that you've spoken to him recently as well. What are the latest developments in terms of uncovering the truth about the last 5 years in America? Skullduggery.
Yes, first I'd like to say that I think Devin Nunes is a real American hero. He's a ranking member, of course, of the House Intelligence Committee. And when he was the chairman of the committee, we all know the enormous amount of effort that he put, even from his own personal life, putting it on the line with all of the attacks that were going up against him and others like us, like you, who were exposing the Russia hoax, the Russia fraud, the weaponization of our FBI and our DOJ. And as everyone knows, there's been a large group of us who have been very disappointed. I would say the majority of Americans who followed this story very closely have been very disappointed in the fact that the Department of Justice never, ever held anyone accountable for basically trampling the Constitution, weaponizing our system, spying on Americans like they did with Carter Page, that people were not held responsible for this. Well, I did speak with Devin Nunes just recently, and one of the big pieces of news that I think came out of that conversation is that he absolutely believes that John Durham, who is the special counsel, still investigating, by the way, still investigating what happened with the FBI's now defunct investigation into Trump and Russia, will have a report, and that report will be imminent. And that report, although he doesn't have a date on when that report will come out, he does believe that that report will be imminent and that people will actually be held accountable and go to prison.
Why this time? Why is this the first time that will actually lead to arrests? What is special about this special counsel?
Well, because John Durham, according to those that I've spoken with, including Nunes, his entire focus has been about targeting and finding the criminals inside the bureaucracy that basically ripped the system apart. I think so many of us have forgotten But look, you had Stefan Halper, right, who had worked with the intelligence community, who was setting people up. We saw information that was completely illegal come out on General Michael Flynn. We saw what happened to Carter Page. We saw the fact that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court basically chided the Obama administration for what they had done as far as spying on Americans, and that all of this had been wrapped up into one big ball. And for 4 to 5 to 6 years, 6 years now, if you count going all the way back to 2016 and before that, you can see a pattern of behavior within the bureaucracy that was absolutely 100% criminal when it came to false investigations.
But we know that. We know the crimes of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. But why this counsel's report? Why is this one going to be different? Is there any hint you got from Devin?
Because this is it. This is it. There is no one else but John Durham right now that can hold anyone accountable. This is it. This is the investigation that has federal dollars in it, that has teeth in it, that has taken on what happened with Michael Horowitz and the Horowitz report, that is looking deeper than any of us could ever look into these situations and allegations. Remember, a lot of the information that we could not even present publicly is considered classified. And John Durham had access to that. This rests on John Durham's shoulders. Remember when you and I both have said this, I was greatly disappointed in Attorney General William Barr.
Yes.
I felt like, where did he go? Where did John Durham go? Why doesn't he have any teeth? When I saw President Trump at CPAC in Dallas, I was there in Dallas, and he asked the same question. What happened to John Durham? What happened to William Barr? And why does this bureaucracy appear to be getting away with things that we only have seen really in banana republics? Right?
Yeah.
Let's just be honest and frank about it. So it's up to John Durham. I want to have faith. I want to believe. I'm going to look at the glass as half full. Many times I see it as half empty, especially after, you know, this election. But I do believe that John Durham is still doing his job and he's still working on this report. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
We shall see. But after the last 5 years, I am highly, highly skeptical. Tune in for my interview with Devin Nunes this Sunday, Newsmax, the Gawker Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern with Rhea at 10 p.m. In the meantime, follow Sarah Carter DC on Twitter and sarahacarter.com. God bless you and welcome back to the United States. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
So why is Facebook trying to censor us? Why aren't you allowed to use the word fraud with reference to the last election? Maybe it has to do with the hearing going on in Arizona right now. Jeff, you saw an amazing tweet as we opened the show. What is the news coming out of the hearings today?
Yeah, from the audit, they're saying that there is 74,243 mail-in ballots with no record of the county ever sending them out.
Unbelievable. It is simply the beginning. How much more will we find out? Stay tuned. We're going to have Commissioner Bernie Kerik with us in the next hour. He's up to date on all of the developments. These are the things the mainstream media do not want you to know. Before we get to our next guest, now is the time for you to save yourself some big bucks each month. And it's so easy to do. You've just got to refinance your mortgage before the rates get any higher. And I mean it, the rates we've seen now, you can really make a significant difference to your budget. It's time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free mortgage review and see if you can save hundreds, maybe even $1,000 a month. No obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation about how you can save. Call them now on 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334. That's MNLSConsumerAccess.org. Find out how much you can save today by visiting AmericanFinancing.net. She is stepping into the ring. It's time for more patriots, citizen politicians, and we're going to welcome right now Kathy Barnett, who's running for Senate. Kathy, welcome back to America First.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back on.
So tell us, how's it going? You're a brave, brave lady. You are challenging the swamp. You stepped up to the plate in Pennsylvania. Give us an update.
You know what? For such a time as this, those who love this country, who want to preserve this nation, who understand why over a million people become legalized residents every year and millions more sneak in through our porous borders, it's time for us to look around and to reengage in different ways. And that's exactly what we did. And by the grace of God, the people are responding. We just ended our first quarter raising $600,000, a significant portion of that being small dollar donations. And right on the heels of those that they would say are some of the big dogs in the race. I'm very excited.
Well, we're very excited as well. She's a veteran. She's a patriot. I love what it says on her bio on Twitter. Pennsylvania first, America first. Follow her, Kathy for Truth. That's Kathy, the number for Truth. Tell us what you would do for Pennsylvania if you get elected to the Senate here in D.C.
Yes. You know what? I mean, if you listen to mainstream media and Democrats, it's all about the color of my skin. You know, you see them running around weaponizing the color of my skin as a black person and saying this is the only thing we need to talk about. But yesterday I was up in Erie County. I was touring one of the economic development zones where opportunity zones have come in. It's a blighted community. In fact, it's the poorest zip code in the nation. And I'm walking around to see the millions of dollars that's been invested. Their base, their tax base is going from $176,000 a year to $2.5 million over the next 2 years. That is what we should be talking about in this nation, not the insidious evil of critical race theory to make our country great again. But we should be talking about how do we grow our economy, not by incentivizing people to stay at home. I'm traveling up to 700 miles a week going all across the state, and every single business person I speak to, whether in the manufacturing or just Dunkin' Donuts, every single person is saying they cannot find people to work. And then you listen to Joe Biden whispering the other day, talking about he created this market, an employees market, which tells us they are doing what they're doing to our economy as it relates to so many things, whether we're talking about the borders, whether we're talking about inflation, whether we're talking about incentivizing people not to work. They're doing it intentionally. One of my number one goals is to focus on growth when I get to Washington, D.C. How do we grow this economy that lifts all boats, where everyone who wants to work and take part in this nation have the ability to do that? But secondly, being able to bring a strong voice and character to our to that particular space.
Well, I think you are the left's nightmare, a patriot, a veteran, a black conservative running for the Senate. How can our listeners, how can the people of Pennsylvania across the nation support you, Kathy Barnett?
Oh, thank you so much, Sebastian, Dr. Gorka, for bringing me on. I appreciate it. I need your help. If you don't want to be stuck with the same old good old boys who are going to lose when they stand up against the Democrat come the general election, if you want to hold our nation, please go to BarnettForSenate.com, BarnettForSenate.com, or just put my name in, Kathy Barnett, and donate. Share our information. We need people to put their hands on the plow and get us to where we need to be.
I love that. Put your hands on the plow. That's how you rebuild America. Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. That's BarnettForSenate.com. You've got my vote, Kathy. What a great, great story. and a scourge of the left. Please follow her and support her. That's Kathy for Truth on Twitter and BarnettForSenate.com. God bless. We're going to go to your calls next here on America First. Victor, Richard, Irene, don't go anywhere. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please reassure me that you're calling us from a phone that isn't making money for left-wing causes. Because the big guys, they love to donate to things like Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations, not Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile are the good guys. They believe in the values you believe in. They're America's only Christian conservative cell phone company, and they have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the same causes you believe in. Veterans, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the sanctity of life. Join them today. It's so easy, and you can keep your cell phone number. Switch today and choose 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with your one-year commitment and free premier activation either way. In addition to other initial discounts, use my code G-O-R-K-A. Make the switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. They have the same nationwide cell phone tower coverage like the big guys, so you are assured of the same incredible service that you expect from anybody here in the United States. Join today, 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Where did that hour go? Sorry? Didn't we just start the show? Let's go to our callers. He's been waiting since the top of the show. Victor Silver Spring, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, sir. My fiance is over here now. And she's taking a little snooze on my pillow.
Good! She may not wake up. Those pillows are so good, you may have to get some cold water.
Yes. Anyhow.
Hang on, she's been your fiancé for a while, Victor. When are you going to pull the trigger?
You have to ask her.
Okay.
Anyhow, hopefully this October. Anyhow, I got a suggestion. I would love to have Donald Trump go down to Miami for a huge rally with the Cubans.
Oh, that's genius, Victor. That, you know what? I'm going to have to send a message to Trump Tower or to Bedminster or to Mar-a-Lago or all three.
Wouldn't that drive the left crazy?
It would be, and it'd be beautiful. And the message to the people trapped in Cuba, Victor, Sterling, I wish I had a new book to give you.
Well, maybe you can send me another pair of my pillows.
I can do that. Stay on the line, Victor.
Do that.
We will do that for you and your fiance. Good luck in October. What a genius idea. A Trump rally in Miami for Cuba. Love it, love it, love it. Irene, California, welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Borka.
Sure.
I'm in California. As you know, I am a conservative in a state that's run by Democrat fools. But I believe the election was fraudulent. I believe all these things, but concretely, what can I do as a citizen of California other than call Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi? I've left messages. I'm sure they really hear them.
Oh, forget it. You're wasting your time there. No, volunteer. Become a poll watcher. Become an election official.
Yes, and what I'm doing this fall is I joined the parent club for my grandson at the school, because my daughter's working. There's no way she can meet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I've become involved there. But here's another thing. First of all, I have to acknowledge my sister Zina lives in Switzerland. She and I talk quite a bit. And we both have been in sports. And it really upset me that the men, I say men, are taking over women's sports. And my feeling is, at the beginning of the race, when you've got this guy in waiting to take off with the women, they should just, women should just stop, turn their back, and let that guy run by himself.
What is it with the course today? One better than the other. I think that's incredibly powerful. We should start a movement. Irene, another genius suggestion. When these fake women, because they're not, if you're a biological male, you're going to die a biological male. It's called science. If they think they can race against women in women events, all of them should stop, turn their back, and refuse to compete. Great stuff. God bless you. Next, Bernie Kerik.